Log Talk Radio.
Welcome to Weed Day Wednesday, Tucson, Arizona's number one online radio podcast about all things medical cannabis. Your host, Bellstar,
and the Cannabis Kid. Our show features news, interviews, and all the latest information about anything and everything medical cannabis related in Tucson, Arizona,
and the world at large. We'd love to hear from you. Please give us a call, 646-915-8421. Email thctucson@gmail.com. You can like us on Facebook, visit us on MySpace, or tweet with us on Twitter.
Our sponsors for Weed Day Wednesday are Growers House, Accurate Med Testing, EasyMarijuana.com, and Culture Magazine.
We would like to thank Tumbleweed Health Center and Studio C for hosting our show every week. Along with the lowest price certifications in town, you'll find hemp products, accessories, and all things educational related to medical cannabis.
Visit Tumbleweed Health Center at 5315 East Broadway Boulevard or online at tumbleweedhealthcenter.com.
And remember,
be smart, be safe, and educate.
Birthday party. We got a bubble machine. It's a party. It's official.
We got some
coffee. Oh my gosh, we're all on Starbucks.
Medible hard candy.
Oh my gosh, look at the total party. We got cannolis. Pass my cannoli over. Welcome to Weed Day Wednesday, everybody. October 22nd, 2014. And we're having a little birthday party this morning. And my speakers are cutting out here. And I don't know why that's happening today. I think I finally broke our speaker system. So we'll see if this works. If we just, we'll just go live like that. And there's our little ditty. It's back. The ditty's back. Welcome to Weed Day Wednesday. There's a lot. We're getting ready to vote. Thanks for voting. Maybe it's a little reggae program. We'll just nix the little reggae program for now. Anyway, all sorts of things are happening. We're getting ready to have a new governor here.
We are.
We've got some new people in the Senate coming along, new people in the school systems coming along. I was listening to
a change. I think a big change is coming, and I think...
Very big change.
I think people are ready for it. I think we've gone this way for a little too long. Some of these new people in there and see what they can offer.
I love the fact that my little hard candy was so big they couldn't close the candy and they couldn't seal the bag properly. That's a big candy.
I like that.
I don't know what
like
store you guys
jewels.
Are shopping at, but I'm going to this store from now
there's
on.
There's actually two there, so before you...
What? I missed that. What? Two? Wow, it's going to be a good Weed Day Wednesday.
That guy specifically had those out.
And said,
there was directions. You must have not gotten yours.
I didn't get... No, because the directions must have fallen out of the bag, see? The bag was not properly sealed. The directions fell out. I took two. Wow. Call me in the morning.
Pretty delicious,
I think
though.
It says, it's freaking delicious. This is the
cherry.
Best.
Mm-hmm.
Probably shouldn't do that on air all morning long, though.
Mm-hmm.
We'll save that. Save it for later. All right. What's going on? You got a brain up there.
I got a brain. One of these things that just popped up on my Facebook was being able to instantly respond with sarcasm. It's
cheers.
Actually a sign of a healthy brain.
See, look at that. We're all over that.
We're all okay.
We're all, yay!
We're all okay.
We're good.
What? What?
Just some useful facts for you folks this morning.
Keep it coming. Useful
so,
facts.
I didn't get to make it down to 8th block, but how was the tumbleweed?
For my one time in my life.
Yeah, it was great, actually.
Good.
It was really great.
Good.
A lot of information, a lot of people stopped by.
Good.
And
I wanted to hear how the booth was. I mean, as far as a lot of people.
Yeah, a lot of people stopped by. It was a morning event, so it was very early morning. It was all the early rising, 7 to 5.
The Wake and Baker.
Yes, the Wake and Baker, approximately 7 to 10, 11-ish, 10-ish, 10:30-ish, yeah, mm-hmm. something around there. And so the early risers taught us this coffee and asked us all sorts of questions. A lot of people are still very interested in when and why PTSD isn't just instantly approved now.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know,
that's a hard one. I bet people are having a hard time
understanding. They're having a very hard time understanding that. Why approve mm-hmm. something and say, well, we're gonna wait. You know, a lot of other states are saying PTSD, okay, done.
Mm-hmm.
It's on the list. Okay, go get your card for it. Why, I don't understand the whole let's wait, you know, till this point or that point.
Right.
If it was approved
and the law was put through, then what's taking it so long?
Yeah.
You know.
We've got a caller first thing this morning.
Wow.
Maybe I messed up a show. Let's just see. Who do we have? Live on the air. Welcome
to
Wednesday, Wednesday.
Hey, good morning. Can you hear me?
Oh, good morning.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, great. I'm hearing myself.
Oh, we got some feedback.
Oh, this phone, I tell you. Hey, I just wanted to call this morning because, Belle, I want to ask you, do you know what day it is? Do you know what day it is?
Yes, I do. It's our Silver Sister's birthday. Wish our Silver Sister birthday. Happy birthday today.
Hey, yes, happy birthday to everyone that has one today. Hey, Belle, my name is James. And I thought I'd call in this morning because I really don't have anything else to do right now. I had called in previously. Like I say, my name is James, and a lot of people don't know it.
Oh, there are technical problems again. I know. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. But basically, you know, I wanted to call and apologize for my first appearance because I was a little high-strung. And I've somehow managed to calm myself down a little bit in the past week. But I wanted to just come on the air for a little bit and tell you, as my friends, a bit of a scary story, if you don't mind. There's a lot of people that have known me for a lot of years. And my name is James. I was born in 1953
hey, James,
in a small town back in Ohio.
So, honey, we're having some really bad technical problems. We're going to have to try and have you on in a little bit and see if this works because we're having some really bad problems here. So,
okay, you want me to just...
We want to thank James for coming on, but our computer system right now is it's not working the greatest. Are we still on Tech Guy? Because this is kind of weird. It looks like something's not really even happening. So
we're unable
wow.
to hear.
Yeah, we can't hear the music or the people calling in. We're sorry about that. We'll have to have you on another time when our Tech Guy is not on 4Candy.
Hmm.
Not on 4Candy. Oh, 5, sorry. My bad, 5. Okay, so what else? I'm so sorry about that. We'll have to have... Lieutenant Triple J back on again. Did you know that the Arizona Court of Appeals ruled that medical marijuana act does not give DUI immunity? Did you see that?
Mm.
In Colorado there just now, which is fine because you've got to have some level in which to monitor people's impairment.
Right.
So you can't let anybody and their brother just get on Vicodin or morphine or marijuana or caffeine and get out there and not be responsible in their own physical body presence, you know, state of being, all that good stuff. So what they're saying is October 21st, the Second Division of the Arizona Court of Appeals issued an opinion in the case of Vera versus McLennan that answers the question whether Arizona's Medical Marijuana Act, AMMA, prohibits the state from prosecuting an authorized marijuana user for driving under the influence, DUI, pursuant to Arizona Revised Statute, ARS, Section 281381A3, which criminalizes driving while there is any prohibited drug or metabolite in a person's body. We conclude that the AMMA does not give an authorized medical marijuana user immunity from prosecution. Well, that's interesting. If this says any metabolite in your system. So I was listening to the radio today, NPR, and one of their reporters says, you know, marijuana can stay in your body up to 2 days. Well, it's a lot longer than that, especially if you're a little heavier person.
Mm-hmm.
It stays in your stores in your body fat and stays in your system longer. So with that, you know, like we were saying, with any drug that impairs you in any way that makes you not be as present and focused as you can be,
mm-hmm.
responsible,
mm-hmm.
like the bus driver lady that took 76 kids last week, this lady, a bus driver, got on the bus with 76 kids and some parents for a field trip. Half hour later, her meds kicked in, her prescription, her oxys, and all that stuff kicked in on the bus. She's now going 80 miles an hour down the highway, swerving in and out of cars, almost hitting things, throwing kids and people all over the bus. Parents are calling 911. This lady, this bus driver, right, is on a prescription meds. So, see, it doesn't matter what you're on. It's not monitored.
And it's got to be a cross line.
It does.
Because if we're asking this to be a medication,
yes.
If we're asking this to be a medication, then it needs to be treated like that. Now, everyone knows there. I mean, when you start using medical cannabis, you start to know what your tolerances are, how much you can use. You know, different candies do different things, different strains do different things. And once you start learning about this, there's a time and a place to medicate, and
mm-hmm.
you know.
And we say Wednesday is definitely that time.
Definitely that time.
Definitely.
But I think with some people, that lady needs to be held accountable for.
Oh my gosh.
I can't
think
even
about
imagine.
The PTSD all of those kids and everybody else has on that.
The PTSD,
the bus. Well, and the bumps and bruises and whatever
PTA,
else.
PTA, the parents.
Oh, the PTA has PTSD. That's a problem.
That's
is
scary.
Worse. That's some, you guys, mm-hmm. that bus driver is. So fired.
Huh. Well, I just think it's important, and I think that if this is coming about, then this is where we should go.
Well, and we have a blogger that says here, the courts have ruled that the presence of metabolites cannot be used to determine levels of intoxication,
awesome.
Which is what I was going to touch on. So let's say for me, in Texas, let's say we're driving in Texas. You can go to the store, pick up a six-pack. Let's say we get a six-pack of Guinness. I love dark beer, right? You can just drink one on the way home, just one. I'd be trashed if I had one Guinness on the way home on an empty stomach. I'd be like, "Woo, officer, you said I could have one. Woo, want one?" Now, a bigger guy would have one and be like drinking a cup of water for him.
Mm-hmm.
See, so you can't. You
right.
can't say just because. Now, if someone were new to marijuana,
mm-hmm.
okay, and
ate
a bite of brownie, and I ate a whole brownie, I would still be able to function better than they would.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm used to it.
Your tolerance.
My body is, my metabolites are metabolizing, and we're good to go.
Metabolites are metabolizing.
Mm-hmm.
I like
all these oils and
oils.
Fancy. It's super fancy. So, yeah.
But you need to know, as yourself using the medication, you need to know what it does to you.
And hello to the Netherlands.
Netherlands.
Well, we don't have Netherlands. Maybe we should have our Netherlands buddy look their facts up, because check this out. If you go to tumbleweedshealthcenter.com and our computers, why is everything running so smoothly this morning? Plugins aren't around. But there's a really great news article. Go to tumbleweedshealthcenter.com and click on the news button. And there is an article about what each of the 50 states of ours is doing with medical marijuana. And this is fantastic. So let me give a little slow computer. There must be a little worm or something cruising around here. All right. Here we go. So it says, in a little over 2 weeks, Americans all across the country will vote on the issue of marijuana in some form or fashion. While some states like Alaska and Oregon have received a lot of media attention, the progress of legal weed remains somewhat a mystery in other states. It is for this reason that we collect information from all 50 states and compiled a guide to the legislative efforts of the past week, as well as details surrounding each state's current legal environment. So here we go. And this is, I got this from High Times magazine, online. Alabama It says, this is what legal marijuana looks like in your neck of the woods. In Alabama, there are currently no medical or recreational marijuana laws in place.
In Alaska...
Now, let's talk about that for a second. Hang on.
Okay.
Let's reflect. Let's just chat for a second. So what does that mean? If there's nothing in place, nothing is set up, are you free to do it?
No. It would still be illegal, and you're probably getting it illegally, and you're...
Oh, the feds. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Alaska, tell us.
Alaska.
Woo-hoo!
To vote on an establishing and recreational marijuana market in the upcoming November election. Decriminalization laws are already in place for up to 4 ounces of marijuana, and the state has a medical marijuana program. Recent polls show that nearly 58% of the voters support Measure 2, which allows marijuana to be taxed and regulated similar to alcohol.
All right. Yeah, 4 ounces is a lot to get. Okay. Arizona. The state has a medical marijuana program in place. However, Representative Ethan Orr says he intends to push a measure in 2015 to legalize recreational marijuana. And he claims to trust the public to pass a ballot initiative and believes elected officials should approve the issue. Orr says the state could use the revenue from cannabis taxes to straighten out the state's tanking budget. And how about our tanking streets and potholes? Whole and tanking cars falling into those.
Potholes.
Get it? Potholes. Oh my gosh, that's awesome. We need to have him on the air. All right.
California.
Oh, wait a minute.
What?
You forgot Arkansas.
I did? No, that is me.
Yeah, it is you.
It is you.
Are Arkansas.
There are currently no medical or recreational marijuana laws in place. Yet, while Arkansas's Attorney General, Dustin McDaniel, rejected another proposal to legalize marijuana in the state. He has given approval to two marijuana-related proposals that are now collecting signatures for 2016.
Way to go, Arkansas! We almost skipped you over.
I just think it's kind of slowly, in some
slow
parts
going.
Of the country,
slow
there's
going.
A little bit slow going to understand what's going on with the rest of the country. There's also a lot of education behind this.
Yes.
And we have to talk about, you know, it was so slandered for so many years. So it's kind of like...
I still love the fact that when we first started coming almost 3 years ago, we whispered, you know, we own the house. Yeah. And then now we're just doing cartwheels on it. Well, I'm not. I can't do anything. We have a bubble machine we're going to put out front. And, oh, I love it. California. Possession of 28.5 grams or less of marijuana has been decriminalized. In addition, the state has one of the most liberal medical marijuana programs in the United States. The Marijuana Policy Project, MPP, however, is preparing to start collecting signatures for a 2016 initiative that would legalize recreational marijuana. That's awesome.
Colorado.
Colorado.
We don't need to even talk about them, but legal, recreational, and medical marijuana market in place. Bringing in quite a lot of money every month.
Quite a lot.
For schools, roads, and bridges.
Oh my gosh. But did you hear they're getting ready to ban edibles? They don't know what human little candy that doesn't fit in it. People bag. They need to know. Oh my gosh.
Like ingredients?
No, like potency. They're all freaked out. We'll
I do
want
to see that, though.
We have an article on TumbleweedHealthCenter.com. You can check out. All right. Connecticut. A half ounce or less of marijuana has been decriminalized, and the state has a medical marijuana program.
Woo-woo!
That's kind of like...
Mm-hmm.
A half ounce or less, and the state has a program. Okay. Delaware.
Simple.
Yeah.
I don't need to get crazy about it.
What is it? Keep it simple. Stupid.
Keep it simple. Kids. Delaware. A medical marijuana program is in place, yet recent polls by the University of Delaware shows that 56% of the population would support a measure to legalize recreational marijuana.
Woo!
This is not likely to happen, however, because Governor Jack Markell has said that he will not support any such legalization, but is open to discussing decriminalization to a certain degree.
Okay.
Okay.
You can go up there and get a couple ounces decriminalized.
Yeah, but you still have those meds out on the street that no one knows what they're getting.
Well, right. That's why you decriminalize an ounce and you put up a pot shop. You know where it's coming from.
Shop.
Get your meds tested. And go from there. District of Columbia, Delaware, Connecticut, go for it. Let's see. D.C., District of Columbia, they're getting ready to vote. To vote on allowing the recreational use of marijuana in the upcoming election. In addition, the district has decriminalized 1 ounce or less, and they currently have a medical marijuana program in place. District of Columbia, your nation's capital, folks. They lack marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
Florida. We need to do something.
To vote on legalized marijuana, medical marijuana in the upcoming November election. A recent poll indicates that the state has a good chance of passing this measure. 67% of the state's voters are in favor of establishing a medical marijuana program. In order for the initiative to be approved, 50% of the voters will have to pass ballots in support of the issue.
All right. There we go.
That's good. We had space 2015 just in there, so we're a little bit worried about them not getting it passed there.
Well, where they're from, though, in Georgia, there are currently no medical or recreational laws in place, period.
Mm-hmm.
On the ballot, boom.
That's such a large metropolis.
Okay.
It's coming. Once the surrounding states start doing it, so often. Hawaii. The state has a medical marijuana program in place, but access is limited.
What does that mean?
I can only imagine what the meds are like over there on Maui.
Throwing down coconuts. One's a bag and the rest are coconuts.
I'm sure the buds look like coconuts over there.
I can only imagine. Well, in Idaho, there are currently no medical or recreational marijuana laws in place.
Illinois. There.
Lots of noise.
Illinois. There's a medical marijuana program in place.
But you gotta find it. Oh, they got cocaine here. You gotta find it.
Secret.
It's there. But let's see. Anyone from Illinois want to call in and tell us about your secret pot club?
No.
There are currently no... Indiana doesn't have medical marijuana or recreational marijuana.
This is weird. Iowa. The state recently passed the Medical Cannabis Trial Act, which allows parents with epileptic children to possess CBD oil. However, there is nothing written in the legalization that allows cultivation, so parents have to reduce to smudge medicine from the state or simply do without. This is because federal law will not allow the transport of cannabis medicine across state lines. So you
know
how we're going through all these? We're going state by state.
Medical Cannabidiol Act.
And you just see where the education has been lost. Like, there's just, I don't, either
lost some, my chat
the room. Communication, I guess.
Yeah. Well, it's education. Because what they're doing, states are picking and choosing what they want to have in their programs without fully doing research.
Mm-hmm.
They're saying, CBDs are good for this, so we're only going to allow CBDs.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, THC is a pain reliever, it's an appetite stimulator, it's anti-anxiety. There's a lot of good. So do the other cannabinoids in the plant. All right, where are we? There are currently no medical or recreational marijuana laws in place. However, if you find morphine, it should not help you. Nope, nothing. Kentucky.
Kentucky. The state recently legalized industrial hemp for research purposes.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's going to be really interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's fantastic. All right, Louisiana. There are currently no medical or recreational marijuana laws in place.
Maine. Possession of 2.5 ounces of marijuana or less has been deemed suspended from laws, and a medical marijuana program is in place. Voters in select cities will decide on the issues of decriminalization in the upcoming election.
They have Portland and a few different cities in Maine. They've actually decriminalized cannabis for their city. Pretty cool. They got volcanoes. Maryland. Possession of 10 grams or less of marijuana has been decriminalized, and a medical marijuana program is in place.
Massachusetts.
Whoa. That's a big one.
Possession of 1 ounce or less for marijuana has been decriminalized, and a rough medical marijuana program is in place. Bay State repeal, however, is currently working on an initiative to put the question to legalize marijuana in 2016. In addition, the state just launched a mandatory medical marijuana registration program that requires patients and caregivers to sign up before the end of the year to qualify for access to medical marijuana. You will need to register with the MMJ online system by January 1st of 2015 in order to possess marijuana for medical purposes. Even if you already have a paper written certification from your physician, paper written certifications will no longer be valid as of February 1st, 2015, according to the press related issue by the Massachusetts Department of Health.
Wow.
Every time we do a different state, it's so different.
It's different, their rulings and stuff like that.
And I know that these people all talk. You know, they have a retreat. Don't they have a retreat every year?
Yeah. Come on. They go on like all sorts of staff retreats, you know. All right.
One top 10 people?
No, man.
Are we talking?
It's a fun one.
You know how much money your state will make?
A bazillion. No, forget it. You don't want it. You don't want it.
It's all right.
Minnesota will take it.
The cartels will take it.
According to Barry Cooper, the cartels are good.
Okay.
The family, the protection. I think we should have him on.
Maybe.
He's an extremist.
I would like to hear.
You would. Oh? Uh-oh. Where are we? Michigan? There is a medical marijuana program in place. This kills me. Yes, there's a medical marijuana program in place. All right, where is it? All right, go ahead. Where's that?
Right. Minnesota.
Woo!
Also, a medical marijuana program is in place.
Okay, that's excellent. Where is it? Mississippi. Ooh, MISSISSIPPI. That's fun in sign language. Possession of 30 grams or less of marijuana is your first offense, and it has been decriminalized.
There is currently no medical recreational program marijuana laws in place.
Montana, a medical marijuana program is in place. Nebraska,
possession of 1 ounce or less of marijuana, first offense, has been decriminalized.
All right.
So if you get caught again, then you are going to jail.
Nevada has a medical marijuana program.
New Hampshire
has a medical marijuana program. New Jersey
has a medical marijuana program.
New Mexico has a medical marijuana program.
And a really good...
Doug Fine.
Doug Fine. There's a lot of things that are happening in New Mexico. I think we could...
We don't have Doug's book yet, Dougie.
But they also have a great medical marijuana magazine called Purple.
Yes, we've read some Purple.
We have that. They have a lot of great things going on there. I do know that...
This is just a summary of...
I know.
The very basics. I know we love our house.
This is
all
over
the
next
country.
New York.
New York. Get it right. Possession of 25 grams or less of marijuana. First and second offenses have been decriminalized. Wow. In addition, the state recently approved legislation to establish a medical marijuana program. Woo-hoo! North Carolina.
There is currently no medical or recreational laws in place.
North Dakota. No medical or recreational.
Same as?
Ohio and Oklahoma. Nothing. They got nothing.
Until we get to
Oregon. Go Ducks. To vote on Measure 91 in the upcoming November election, which serves to establish a recreational marijuana market, recent polls indicate that 52% of the voters are in support of the measure, while 41% are opposed. If the initiative passes, residents would be allowed to be in possession of up to 8 ounces of marijuana, and they can grow 4 plants. Retail cannabis stores would be permitted to open to adults over the age of 21.
Oregon, come on down.
Woo! Pennsylvania, yay!
There are currently no medical or recreational marijuana laws in place, yet there is a speculation.
Yeah.
Someone speculated last week.
They thought.
They heard.
No.
On the town square.
Get out. Only the oak tree. Remember that oak tree where that owl used to have its nest?
So the CBD pilot program is closely getting underway. Legalization for broader medical marijuana bills was recently assigned to a House committee.
The House next to the church. That's the committee.
They
know,
all meet
by
there.
The House.
They all meet there every Wednesday. Come on down.
Shouldn't call them broads.
No. That was back in the day.
Broader. But there is still a little hope. The measure will receive a vote before the end of the legalization legislative season.
Before that House committee leaves for the night for the tea party. Wow. Okay.
Road.
You know what? I think we should just stop this party right now.
Should we stop?
My house, like, what up? I got some good pot. I'm just pumped up, got some herb from the pot shop. Ice in my fridge, it used to be frosty. My friend's like, damn, that's a stoned ass donkey. Rolling in hella high, looking like it's FIFA time. Dominating all my friends as I eat some chili fries. Draped in a snuggie with my girl sitting next to me. Probably shouldn't have had a big gulp full of ice tea. But shit, it was 99 cents. I'll be blazing and smoking it. About to go and get some munchies next. Passing up on those Cracker Jacks. Reese's Pieces are where it's at. Gotta get me some soda pop. Cotton mouth has been creeping up. But can't remember where I put my keys. Yeah, that's what's up. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. No, for real. Ask your grandpa. Can I take a 65? Deville cruising to my local Publix. Nothing better than rolling with two super fly chicks. They have frozen burritos. I bought frozen burritos. I bought some Ben and Jerry's. And then I bought some Cheetos. Hello, hello, my main man Obama. A couple states have just reformed their laws on marijuana. What you gonna do, send the feds there? Hell no. The DEAs would be like, aw, they got volcanoes.
I'm gonna smoke some weed, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunting, looking for a pot shop, this is fucking awesome.
What you know about the science of marijuana? What you know about people suffering from glaucoma? They need it. They need it. It helps them with their condition. If you don't believe me, then just ask some eye physicians. Thank your granddad for voting for that guy, Richard Nixon, is the president who made the plant illegal. But science is now showing that it's medicine for people, and the private sector's fighting to keep all of that illegal. Alcohol and tobacco, pharmaceutical prisons. I'll take those 4 major lobby groups and fight those motherfuckers. They're making money day and night, all those motherfuckers, and bribing Congress out of sight, all those motherfuckers. They'd be like, oh, it's immoral and unhealthy. I'm like, how many people are you making wealth? Anti-marijuana lobbies are making all kinds of profits, and they don't want you to stop it because of all the special interest. I call that getting swindled and pimped shit. I call that getting tricked by the government. That law's hella old. So it's time to update it, regulate it, and then get it under state control. Peak game, look into my political telescope. Think it's gonna stay like this forever? Not hella won't. Not hella won't.
Hey Obama, stop being a hypocrite. You used to smoke weed, fool.
I'm gonna smoke some weed. Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a run, looking for a pot shop. This is fucking awesome.
Let's end the war on drugs. It's time to pull the plug. These special interest groups are nothing more than corporate thugs. Let's end the war on weed. The people have agreed. These special interest groups have kept these laws with bribery. I'm gonna smoke some weed.
Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunt, looking for a pot shop. This is fucking awesome.
Woo! Welcome back. All right.
More people joined us.
Yeah, we've got a big
old, a live studio audience.
We've got a big old party going on for the birthday.
You know, can I get to hear you guys again? All right.
I can't even believe how big that crowd is out there. It's just crazy crowds this morning. All right, where were we? We were talking about our country.
And this amazing stuff that we did.
And Pennsylvania. All right. Did you talk about...
And what a glorious morning it is.
It is a glorious morning, Mary. Jane showed up. We love it. We love it.
It was a good morning.
We did Pennsylvania?
We did. It was a very long one. And we were actually on Rhode Island when we stopped.
Okay. Rhode Island. Possession of 1 ounce or less of marijuana has been decriminalized. In addition, the state has a medical marijuana program. South Carolina.
There is currently no medical or recreational marijuana laws in place. A CBD bill was approved last year, which will allow the Medical University of South Carolina to study medical benefits on the non-psychoactive strains.
Non-psychoactive strains? That'd be all the indica?
The CBD.
All the indica? I thought you were going to say the marijuana... There's a medical marijuana universe. I like it. Medical marijuana universe.
Did I say that?
No, but it's where
you
I went.
You wanted me to go there?
I wanted there to be a medical marijuana universe, so it's where I went. South Dakota. There are no medical or recreational marijuana laws in place.
Tennessee.
Oh, gosh.
There's
nothing.
No, currently, no medical or recreational program.
They got nothing, just like Texas. No medical.
And Utah.
Nothing for Texas, Tennessee, Utah, South Dakota, but in Vermont, you can possess up to 1 ounce or less of marijuana, and that's decriminalized. In addition, the state also has a medical marijuana program in place.
Virginia, there is currently no medical or recreational marijuana laws in place.
Washington State, legal recreational marijuana market in place. However, voters will decide on how marijuana is taxed in the upcoming election.
West Virginia, no comment at this time.
Wisconsin, cheesehead. Wyoming, nothing. So West Virginia, Wisconsin, and Wyoming, they got nothing. There are no medical or recreational marijuana laws in place. So there you have it, folks. There's a summary of your 50 states, and there are currently how many with no medical marijuana programs in place? Did you guys count that out yet?
Yes.
How many are there? Three. We're not going to do this.
Mary anymore. Jane is answering questions that her
she doesn't
butt
even know.
Can't charge.
42.
Yes. That's wrong. Don't listen, folks. She's not on the candy yet, so she's not quite got up to date. Best thing about Wyoming is Denver, somebody said. All right. Colorado proposes an edible pot ban and then retreats. Denver, AP. Colorado health authorities suggested banning many forms of edible marijuana, including brownies and cookies. And then they whipsawed away from suggesting Monday after it went public. The Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment told state pot regulators they should limit edible pot on shelves to hard lozenges and tinctures, which are a form of liquid pot. It can be added to foods and drinks.
Mm.
Oh, that's good. Let them take it home to make for themselves. We're just going to put it all in one cookie.
I just see Swedish Chef.
no.
Muppet. It's like throwing the whole bottle
in. Oh, it's like a little rascal. Throw a sock in, a horn.
A pickle, a penny.
Yeah. What the heck? Dump it in.
Just pour it all in.
Yeah, I'll stir it around. Oh, that's kind of funny looking. All right.
You want black beans or kidney beans?
Refried. Okay, the suggestion sparked marijuana industry outrage and legal concerns from a regulatory work group that met Monday to review the agency's suggestion. Colorado's 2012 marijuana legalization measure says retail pot is legal in all forms. If the horse wasn't already out of the barn, I think that would be a nice proposal for us to put on the table, said Karen McGowan, the department's deputy executive director. Talking to reporters after the work group reviewed the department's proposal, she insisted the edibles ban was just one of several proposals under the new under review by pot regulators. They're all scared. Lawmakers have ordered state pot regulators to require pot-infused food and drink to have a distinct look when they are out of the packaging. The order came from concerns after proliferation of pot-infused treats that many worry could be accidentally eaten by children. Again, Bell Star says, lock up your meds, people. Statewide numbers are not available, but one hospital in the Denver area has reported 9 cases of children being admitted after accidentally eating pot. It is not clear whether those kids ate commercially packaged pot or homemade items such as brownies. The health department's recommendation was one of several made to marijuana regulators. We need to know what's in our food, said Gina Carbone of the advocacy group Smart Colorado, which says edible pot shouldn't be allowed if it can't be identified out of its packaging. Marijuana industry representative insisted that marking pot won't prevent accidental ingestion. No, it won't. There's only so much we can do as manufacturers to prevent a child from putting a product in their mouth, said Bob Ashino of Incredibles, which makes marijuana-infused chocolate. Even health officials worry that an edibles ban would not stop people from making homemade pot treats with possibly more dangerous results. Edibles are very, very popular, and I do worry that people are going to make their own. They're not going to know what they're doing, said Dr. Lalit Baha of Children's Hospital Colorado. The meeting came a few days after Denver police released a video about the danger of possible Halloween candy mix-ups. Some marijuana edibles can be literally identical to their name brand counterparts, the department warned in a statement, urging parents to toss candies they don't recognize. The Edible Pot Work Group meets again in November before sending a recommendation to Colorado lawmakers next year. The revised edible rules will be set in place by 2016. So seriously, person that uses medical marijuana is going to leave this stuff out for kids. It's expensive. This is way more expensive than your average ibuprofen or Advil. Your candies, your cookies, your brownies, your tinctures, this stuff costs a lot of money that Medicare is not paying for. So if your kids are getting into this, shame on you. That's what I have to say. My finger's pointing at the microphone, which is in turn pointing at you. You don't leave your Vicodin out.
Don't ruin.
Any Tylenol on the counter? Sorry, you guys are smoking on the counter? Go ahead.
No, I see. Don't
I'm fired up. I'm tired of the
blame on. No, I see. Don't ruin it for everybody else because you're being irresponsible with the
meds. That's right. Just because you can't.
And take responsibility. But I also want to know, what were the statistics of years before cannabis kind of got in the media? And so, like, if someone came in with overly high on an edible or because they smoked too much, then they walked into the ER, did they say he smoked too much, or did they say he's just hallucinating, before medical marijuana was such a big deal, so where did they can come off saying if the media is the one that just like blows it up and makes it so big that it scares people. So now when someone goes in the emergency room, they had a medical marijuana cookie.
Oh my God.
Pump their stomachs.
Be careful. They're going to sleep. Be careful. They're going to sleep.
Exactly. Doctors have told you.
They might throw up. Maybe they eat too much of something.
And they might get dizzy.
Yeah. But most likely they're going to sleep.
They're going to be fine.
Sleep it off. Yep. They're going to have the best night's sleep of their life.
They're probably not going to want to
do that again.
I know it's scary when people get dosed with medical cannabis and not know what happens to them.
Yes.
I've had family members.
Yes.
And dogs.
And dogs.
And dogs.
Mm-hmm.
No, no, your medicine.
And how you handle the situation also.
Well, that's
a big
point, though. You got to know what you're working with. You know, you just don't leave pills. It doesn't matter if it's something you get from the vet for your animal. You don't leave them out on the counter.
Right.
A medicine is a medicine is a medicine.
Yeah.
And if you're treating it that way, then put it up in the cupboard. Put it where kids can't see it. If it's candy, if you need to refrigerate it, then you better figure it out. You better go get a lockable refrigerator, a tiny one at Target for $50 or something. Come on, people. But seriously. I don't think they're going to let their medicals sit around long enough to be stolen anyway, because they're going to need them. They need them for pain. Anxiety, for PTSD, sleep, for nausea, for appetite.
Don't even make excuses.
Don't even get me going.
I know. Worried.
I know. It was going to happen. No, I'm
trying
to...
I'm holding her back, guys. She can go off at any moment.
Good. Okay. Missouri to start talking hemp cultivation. Oh, they're going to start taking hemp cultivation applications soon. Cannabis growers of a different stripe can begin submitting applications to the Missouri government next month for licenses to cultivate hemp. Missouri is one of several states that passed legislation this year permitting cultivation and use of high CBD, low THC cannabis for treatment of epilepsy. On November 3rd, the state's agricultural department will begin a 30-day application window for the two hemp cultivation licenses planned to award. According to state rules, the two cultivators must operate as nonprofits, and each hemp harvest must be tested to ensure the THC level is at or below 0.3%. The Missouri Health Department estimates that roughly 1,000 epileptic patients will participate in the program.
That's great.
That is great.
It's 0.4.
Wow.
Throw it out.
Yeah, get rid of it.
Get rid of
Give me that. I'll take that. Hang on.
I'll
put that. You shouldn't handle this.
No,
don't touch that. Everyone, step away from the 0.4. Yeah, that's actually.
It burns your hand.
Don't look. It's welding mask out. You know, get your hazmat suit on. All right, what do you got, Candace? You're going crazy this morning. It's one of those birthday days. Happy birthday.
Judge lets Arizona woman use medical marijuana during probation. Now, I've had quite a few people ask me about this, you know, that they just got off probation. You know, they have to do a urine analysis. Could happen any moment. You can drop. And if you're caught with any drugs in your system, you're in big trouble.
Yeah. But with the announcement.
Right.
But
so,
it's up to the individual.
It is, but everyone needs to start getting on board. It's like either you do it or you don't.
Get in or out.
Yeah, it shouldn't be.
Get on the streetcar or get up.
Yeah. Prescott, an Arizona judge is allowing a woman to use medical marijuana while she's on probation, even though it was prohibited under the plea agreement she accepted. Judge Stephen Hancock of Yavapai County Superior Court made the decision when she granted a motion on behalf of the 43-year-old Jennifer Lee Farley on the Daily Courier reports. Farrell awaits sentencing on charges that include DUI, resisting arrest, and attempt of aggravated assault on an officer.
Mm-hmm.
Her lawyer's motion said prosecutors cannot prohibit the use of medical marijuana as a condition of her probation because state law allows medical use. The county attorney's office said defendants do not get to pick up and choose probation conditions, and that will appeal, that it will appeal the judge's ruling. So.
Well, yeah, you can't pick and choose what medicine you allow.
So.
You know, parolee to have. If they're on, you know, whatever they are, or whatever ailment they are, shouldn't they have to be allowed to use that per doctor's orders?
They should be able to use all their medication that they can use if they were in jail or on probation. So, that's what I said, everyone needs to get on board. And,
We are having some serious technical difficulties.
Important security message.
Yeah, did you hear that? There's a security message.
The security breach.
No, it's an important one. It's like level red or something. I don't know. I think this is a security message if we can get to it, because it's important. There's 12 research health benefits of marijuana. That's what they meant to say. Okay. This is good. Current research is revealing that marijuana provides many health benefits, which you should know about. 12 health conditions that marijuana can help alleviate are listed here. And this is on azmarijuana.com, one of our favorite places. Alzheimer's. Marijuana has been found to slow the progression of Alzheimer's disease, according to research by Scripps Research Institute. And a bubble's being blown. Which helps anxiety.
We're going crazy.
Harvard Medical School found, get this? Harvard Medical School found that marijuana can provide anti-anxiety effects, although high doses can increase anxiety and paranoia if you're already...
You got to find that right.
If it's already in you, and you get a really heavy sativa strain, you might not want to. Go to indica. If you've got anxiety issues, have some indica. Pain. Marijuana can alleviate pain and inflammation. Arthritis. Marijuana can alleviate pain and inflammation linked to arthritis. Crohn's disease. Marijuana was shown to induce complete remission for patients suffering from Crohn's disease, also known as inflammatory bowel disease. We had a patient come in here and get certified for himself. He bought a bottle of Vital V tincture here, CBD, and took it home, and his wife used it for her Crohn's. And within 24 hours, she had complete symptoms. She was released. Yeah, she was symptom-free from Crohn's.
Wow.
Now, I myself didn't know exactly what Crohn's was. I had thought I was totally wrong. And when I looked it up and found out what it does to your bowel system and how many hours a day you spend in the bathroom, and for this lady to have released within 24 hours, that's a miracle in my book. You guys should get on down here. Cancer. Research in the Molecular Cancer Therapeutics Journal found that cannabidiol, CBD, which is a natural chemical found in marijuana, turns off a gene called LD1, which cancer cells use to multiply. Wow. That's flipping awesome. Wow. Okay. What else here? All right. And speaking of flipping on things, this is a crazy morning. Epilepsy. Marijuana has been shown in Virginia, Commonwealth University, animal studies to stop seizures. Keep dealing with this. Glaucoma. Researchers are working on developing new marijuana-based treatments for glaucoma pain after learning its effectiveness for treating glaucoma, a condition that increases pressure inside the eyeball and can lead to vision loss. One of the last two federal patients that your federal government has, yes, your federal government grows marijuana, folks, and gives it to two patients. One has tumors and the other has glaucoma. And those are the last two. Lung health. Research in the Journal of the American Medical Association found that marijuana is capable of increasing lung capacity. Do you think it's because we breathe in our bongs so much?
Well,
kind of like those little machines they give you in the hospital, you know, here, test your lung strength, but there's just no pot in there. Okay, multiple sclerosis, MS, a study published in the Canadian Medical Association Journal found that cannabinoids, CBD, THC, etc., found in marijuana significantly reduce pain from MS, multiple sclerosis. There you go. We have a patient here with MS, instant pain relief from a puff. I've seen it firsthand, and I've seen it in extreme cases. Someone's curled up in a ball in their bed, and with puff, they are relaxed and calm again. I was another miracle. Nausea. Marijuana contains a minimum of 60 chemicals known as cannabinoids, of which THC is most widely known because of its psychoactive effects, and it has been used in the treatment of nausea, including drug or chemotherapy-induced nausea. So if you're having chemotherapy, radiation, or other medications are making you nauseous, this can help. Parkinson's disease. Research published in MedPage today found that marijuana eases tremors and improves fine motor skills in patients with Parkinson's disease, something I also saw not just 2 weeks ago in the health center. We had a patient come in with Parkinson's, and they had tremors that were, I'm not kidding, their hand was waving up and coming down within a 1 to 3, like 1 to 2 feet. I mean, it was bad. The tremors were really bad. They took a couple droppers full of the tincture, the CBD tincture, and within 15 minutes, their tremors were down to a basic shake of their hand. Like, this person couldn't fill out their intake form. They couldn't fill out, you know, their name or anything. And it was 75% reduced within a 15-minute period. It was mind-blowing. Really crazy. So that's awesome. We love cannabis. That's why we do We Stay Wednesday, a live cannabis radio show.
It's so great because it works on people in such different ways.
It does.
And here's what we were talking about earlier.
Yes.
New, less potent marijuana edibles hit shelves.
Yeah.
Marijuana edible makers in Colorado have started creating less potential edibles, less potent edibles to appeal to the novice marijuana user, so they do not find themselves ingesting too strong of a dose and having undesirable effects. Tim Collin, who owns two dispensaries in the Denver area, equated it to the difference between selling beer alongside liquor. He said, "No one buys a handle of Jim Beam and then." And thinks that they should drink all of it all at once in one sitting.
Well,
that's
most
the thing.
Most people don't do that.
Why we have alcoholism here in the United States.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But people do want to eat an entire cookie, their entire piece of chocolate.
Well, because it's good.
Yeah. So these products allow you to do that and not have a miserable experience.
There we go. It's exactly what we talked about. They probably heard Weed Day and took it into, you know, consideration. You're welcome.
You're welcome.
No, don't worry about it, guys. Just send us a couple dozen of those brownies, which they look really good.
Please,
so, yeah. So instead of having 10 doses in one brownie, you're going to have one. So you can eat the whole thing
and
enjoy it.
Evenly throughout whatever you eat.
Throughout your day and throughout what you eat. So you don't have to, like...
And if you want the higher levels,
hit it,
it's like
and then
medications. You know, you can get the over-the-counter ones that have the higher levels, or you can go and get the regular... Advil or Bayer or over the counter.
Yes, absolutely. But again, please be careful with anything you have. Medibles, edibles, medicines of any kind. Doesn't matter if they're for yourself, your kids, your pets, keep them locked up. There you go, right?
All of it locked up.
Right, lock it up.
Or out of the reach.
Or out of reach. Yep. So, this is going to Tuesday, Wednesday edition, October 22nd. It's a birthday. It's a birthday. We got bubble machines. We've got probably too much caffeine in the room, but good thing we have our little candies to bring us back down to earth. The morning glory. Oh, look at Mary Jane showed up. We got cannolis. Oh my gosh, chocolate. Wow. So you should come down to Tumbleweed Health Center at 5315 East Broadway Boulevard. Suite 103, we're in the back. You might even see a bubble machine out front, blowing bubbles. That would be fun. Maybe we'll get that working. That's exciting. Be sure to check out the Arizona Daily Star and also the Tucson Weekly for some upcoming certification specials. You really, really, really want to take note, folks. There's some discounts coming, and you guys all like sales. You never click on the email unless it says a sale is happening. Then I get like a 25% response on the click there. Sale, guys, there's a sale. We've got high CBD Vital V tinctures, lotions, balms, candies, capsules down here. Come get some pain relief. You heard what it's good for. Arthritis, Alzheimer's, Crohn's, seizures, migraine, MS. Moodiness. Kidding. He was the biggest smut, tramp, with the biggest smile on his face at the thing we use. What's wrong with a little happy? Come on.
Everyone needs a little happy.
Got to have a little happy.
And if you, you know, some people just don't like the THC and the heaviness of it, and this is a nice alternative.
It is a nice alternative. So you should definitely come and get certified, check it out, support your supporters of cannabis. 5315 East Broadway Boulevard. Come down and get certified. Call us, 838-4430. Email, thctucson@gmail.com. You can blog in here and spam us all you want.
We love questions.
Yeah, we love questions. We'll answer any. We'll just answer it, whether it's right or not. We're going to give you an answer because we're sarcastic, and that means our brains are happy.
We're working.
Happy birthday to our silver sister. Woo! Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Smart, be safe, educate.
Yep.
Get excited. Get your weekly. Get your coupons. Come down to Tumbleweed. Come buy some books. Come buy some education.
Lots of stuff down here. If you haven't been down here before.
What's the address?
5315 East Broadway Boulevard.
Suite 103. We're in the back. Thank you to Culture Magazine. AZMarijuana.com.
Tumbleweed Cell Center.
Tumbleweed Cell Center. Studio C. Accurate Med Testing. Blog Talk Radio. Grow House. And everybody who
out there
supports us, loves us. We love you. Thank you. Be safe
and educate.
Woo! Happy birthday!